Well, many men complain that they're not getting the response from their wives when they've not loved sacrificially like Jesus commands them. So let's see what happens when the man consistently obeys and then the Holy Spirit is then free to work out the adjustments that may be needed in his wife to establish a stronger relationship in marriage.
Wow, there's a lot there, isn't there? That's Dr. Tony Evans. He's going to be joining me here in a moment. And we're going to unpack that thought a little bit further on today's program, how we can be intentional in the decisions that we make, men and women, in leadership and our marriage and our family, on today's Intentional Living.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a coach and conference speaker, best-selling author, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. Joining Dr. Randy today is Dr. Tony Evans, author, pastor, and radio host. Together, they will show you how making godly, intentional decisions will change your life. If you have a question or story on the decision you've made, please call 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you have an intentional life in Christ, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and hopefully that's the outcome of a discussion like this today. We're going to get to Dr. Evans in a moment, talking about decisions, choices that we make. If you think about it, you are a product of the decisions you've made in your lifetime up to this moment. Decisions about school or no school, marriage or no marriage, who you married. Are you going to accept Christ or reject him? Are you going to live out your faith in obedience and with intentionality or not? What you eat, how you spend money, decisions upon decisions. Every day, life is full of decisions. The decisions we make lead to the outcome. And that's why I say that it's how we end, not how we start. There's a lot of people that will begin a diet. A lot of people will begin a race. A lot of people will begin a marriage. But it's how we end all of these things. It's really how we end that ultimately matters the most. And that's why we focus so much on finishing the day strong. What one thing will I do today to finish today strong and then finish life strong? We have helpful resources for you online, all of our programs available for you. When you go to theintentionallife.com, you can listen to past programs, all really intended to encourage you. And you can share your story or your question today as you call 888-888-1717. Dr. Evans will be here in just a minute.
A couple of things that keep sticking in my mind are to be intentional and to tell yourself the truth.
Through your intentional living program, I just turned everything over to the Lord and realizing that we have a choice in how we deal with these things.
I would intentionally do every day what God is asking me to do. I just pray, and I'm learning to reorganize my finances. I'm being obedient. You really had an impact on me as far as doing things intentionally and thinking about what you're doing.
Thank you for sharing your testimonies with us. When we hear what God is doing in your lives, we get excited, we get pumped up, because it's it's affirming to our faith. When we hear what God is doing for you and in your life, it reaffirms what we have as faith in our own life, and we need to encourage one another, and that's part of what intentional living is all about. And there's a gentleman who has been instructing and affirming and equipping us for many years, Dr. Tony Evans, through his writing, through his radio, through his ministry, but he's also a man that has his own journey, his own story. And Dr. Evans, welcome to Intentional Living today, my friend.
I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Tony, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know many of our listeners have read your books or heard you on the radio or seen you speak, but who is Tony Evans? What journey have you taken to get to where you are today?
Well, the journey started with the conversion of my father when I was 10 years old in inner city Baltimore, Maryland, and he got saved and brought his faith home, and that transformed the environment of our home. He led my mother to Christ, led me to Christ, and my brothers and sister, and we grew up from that point on in a strong Christian home. He took us to a strong Bible-teaching church where I fell in love with the Word, and when I fell in love with the Word there, that led me to study the Word in college, which got me more excited and brought me to Dallas Seminary, where I got even more excited and started the church while working on my doctorate at Dallas Seminary, and saw God bless the church, and from that, the National Ministry, the Urban Alternative, and books and tapes and radio and television and all of that.
Boy, it's compounded. You know, life can, we know life is compounding. I remind people that life is a series of decisions that we make. Take me back when you're like 10, 12 years old and your dad comes home, he gets saved, and God radically changes his life. What did your dad and your parents do right in helping raise you intentionally during those early days of the change in your family's direction?
The main thing was using the dinner table for spiritual purposes, not just to eat. Devotions, prayer, direction, using that table was the most direct influence. My father's work schedule was very erratic as a stevedore on the harbor of Baltimore, but every time he was at that table, it was a spiritual experience, and that was the single greatest impact, along with him leading us in corporate worship.
Hmm. Do you think you would have been in a different direction in your life, perhaps, if that had not transpired in your home and in your dad's life?
Oh, I know I would, because that different direction was already set in place as our family was becoming very fragmented. But with that change, a whole different direction took place.
Hmm. Dr. Tony Evans, my guest here today, we're talking about what it means to really, I think we're really landing on the thing of decisions. You know, the decisions that are made. Dad made a decision for Christ. He brings it home. He brings his faith home. Changes the environment even around the dinner table, and it impacts Tony's life as a young boy. And you just heard the litany of things that caused new direction in his life. Dr. Evans, hold on. I want to come back and ask you this question. For people who are listening today, and maybe they're kind of immature in their faith, or they want to grow, but they just, you know, frankly, they've been making bad decisions, bad habits, bad direction. How important were the decisions that you made, and how did you make decisions, and how do you help someone today in their faith to start making the right kind of decisions intentionally? We're back with Dr. Evans talking on intentional living today about the decisions that we make and the impact it can have on our lives.
I have a comment about making intentional choices. I have a sister who chose to pack her belongings, and she and her son left my hometown, and they've been gone for 4 to 5 months. We don't know where they are. At one point, we heard she was on the streets in another state begging for food and for shelter. And so I finally made a choice that I was not going to be losing my health and losing my sleep over her choices. And I just started praying every night, asking the Lord that she would have a comfortable bed to sleep in, a roof over her head, and food in her belly, she and my nephew. Saying that prayer every night has really relieved me from getting sick over her choices.
Thank you for taking time to share what God is doing in your life, even during difficulties, to know that He is there, He cares, and He's with you. That clearly is an intentional God who cares. You can share your story as well today when you call 888-888-1717. Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative, a pastor, a teacher, a communicator of God's Word, is my guest here today, sharing his own story, growing up in a home where Christ was introduced when he was as a young boy, and it impacted his life. You know, Tony, you talk about destiny. I know your book on destiny talks about finding our destiny. I talk about finding our purpose, living our purpose, and being able to finish strong. How do the decisions that we make impact this and really finding our decisions, I mean our destiny, and how do we start making better decisions?
Well, decisions determine direction, and direction determines destiny. So if you make bad decisions, and a bad decision is one that's against God's revealed will, which then keeps you from seeing His personal will. Many people don't make the correlation between revealed will and personal will. God has a personal, custom-made will for your life, but it comes as we respond to His revealed will and His Word. Mm-hmm. So you can't pray for His personal will while skipping His revealed will. And so it's decision-making in the will, revealed will of God, so that the Holy Spirit can direct you to your personal destiny. So that involves decision-making. When you make a decision away from God, you need to know that you're taking a detour from His purpose, plan, and destiny for your life. When you consistently make decisions in obedience to God, then you're on the main highway taking you to where God wants you to go, even though there may be twists and turns on the main highway. It's still the main highway.
All right. Give me an example of that. Let's bring it home. Let's say in marriage, we know God's will is for, let's use an example. The will of God is clearly that husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. That's a command. It's in Scripture. And that's pretty obvious. How does that fit into God's will for me? How do we take the revealed will of God and tie it to the personal will of God?
Well, first of all, once you assess what God says about a subject, take marriage, that a husband is to love his wife, and then you define love biblically, which is passionately and righteously seeking the well-being of another, and you make serving her more important than being served by her, then you will be working at getting a better response from her. Well, many men complain that they're not getting the response from their wives when they've not loved sacrificially like Jesus commands them. So they want the wife to change before they've obeyed. So let's see what happens when the man consistently obeys, and then the Holy Spirit is then free to work out the adjustments that may be needed in his wife to establish a stronger relationship in marriage.
Mm. Boy, there's the message of intentional living, isn't it? We figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. I like how Eugene Peterson treats that in Ephesians 5:10. Figure out what pleases Christ, and you can't figure it out unless you're in his word, unless you're in prayer, unless you're understanding what the revealed will of God is. And then I like how Dr. Evans says, then there's a personal will, and that that's unique. And I want to ask you this question when we come back, Tony. When you talk about this idea that there's a personal will, let's bring it down to people who are trying to make decisions about careers, about their lives, about just the next decisions they're making. Let's say they're in God's Word and they're praying. They really know His Word, but they're fearful to know or confused about their own unique purpose for being on this planet. I'd like to see if you could put a little perspective on that for us today. Talking about really decisions, which is important for us. And by the way, Dr. Evans has a brand new book about destiny, the importance of finding your destiny. If you'd like to know more about that, come to our website at theintentionallife.com, and we'll have all the information for you there. If God is intentional in choosing, does He not want us to be intentional in the choices that we make in our lives? And I was thinking about that in terms of the choices that matter. You and I choose the values that we're going to have. You and I choose the people we're going to hang around with. You and I choose the priorities of our life, don't we? Make your choices carefully and then spend your life managing those choices. God chose us, and we make choices every day. We're not robots. We can choose to love or not love. We can choose to follow the values that we say we believe or not, don't we? Choices matter. God chose me. It's a powerful, intentional attribute of God. That's an excerpt from one of my monthly messages going to our members, this one on the topic of our intentional God. I sat down one day and I thought about the intentionality of God. In fact, I spent more than a day. I spent some time thinking about that and came up with 10 acts that are very clear about living intentionally and God's intentional love for us. And one of them is that the choices that we make matter. The choices we make matter. God is an intentional God. He chooses intentionally, and He wants us to do the same. Anyway, that's from my teaching. Every month we have a brand new teaching for those who stand with us in support. And Miss Dawn from Development is here to bring us another reminder about the importance of support. Dawn?
Dr. Randy, we are excited to share the Hope for a Child's Heart bookmark mm-hmm. with our listeners and supporters this month. And it's really something that that came out of a teaching that you did where you talked about, and I couldn't believe this statistic, about how by the time a child reaches high school, mm-hmm. they've heard over 15 or 16,000 yeah. words of discouragement in their life.
And that was a few years ago when that research was done. I'm guessing it's probably even more so now in the culture we're living. And I love this idea, Dawn, of the Hope for the Child's Heart bookmark, because what you all did was on the back of the bookmark, you made 20 really powerful, simple, straightforward statements that every parent should be speaking into the heart of their son or daughter, like, I'm proud of you, you are a blessing, God is pleased with you, what a great idea. And then you put a scripture reference with each one that takes them back to the basis of that statement. I would encourage everyone who's gotten this one already in the mail or going to get one today, put it on the refrigerator, put it in your Bible and your book, and over the next 30 days, speak these, every one of these, and mean them. as you speak them into the heart of your son or daughter.
Or your grandson or granddaughter. Well, grandparents, this is an excellent tool for you as well. Now, if you're already on our regular mailing list, you receive our newsletter and regular ministry updates from Intentional Living, then you've probably already got this. But if you're not on that list and you'd like to receive one of the bookmarks, just call our Ministry Center during West Coast business hours. It's 888-888-1717. Let them know that you would like to receive the Hope for a Child's Heart bookmark. And again, the number is 888-888-1717.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. And for each of you, I just want to give you a big radio hug here. So reach out and say thank you for your support, for standing with us, for joining us. We're doing this together. And we thank the Lord for the privilege of doing so. Hey, we got something very interesting today from our Intentional Living News team. Take a listen.
This is Lori Allen with Intentional News. Just because your mom or dad has unhealthy habits doesn't mean you have to follow suit. Take cooking celebrity Paula Deen, for instance. Last year, she announced she had type 2 diabetes. Her son Bobby, though, says his relationship with food changed long ago.
I cook a lot of the same things that my mother does and a lot of traditional foods, but it's just the way that you prepare them. I do a lot more baking than I do frying. I like to use heart healthy oils. And I like to find, creative ways to cut back on the butter and the cream.
Jamie Deen, like Paula and Bobby, has his own cooking show. He says he changed recipes when his sons came along.
It's really important for me that the boys are getting the freshest, most non-processed type food that I can offer for them. So my cooking has definitely changed, and I've been eating more healthy in the last 6 years than I have in my entire life.
In the meantime, Mom Paula Deen has been walking and eating healthy. She gave up sweet tea and lost 40 pounds. The Deans say give up the sugar, fat, and calories, but keep the stories you like to tell around the dinner table. With Intentional News, I'm Lori Allen.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. One of the resources we have for you on our website is the Highlights page. And when you go there today, you'll learn about the life and ministry of Dr. Tony Evans. Also, you'll see his latest book there, which, by the way, is a very intentional book. Destiny. Let God use you like He made you. Just go to theintentionallife.com and click on the Highlights button. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Don't go away. The two doctors have more to share. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Living your life is one thing. Living your life one intentional decision at a time, that's a whole different world altogether. It's a world where the things you strive for are suddenly within reach. It's a world where taking one daily step at a time can change your life. See how your one thing, lived intentionally over time, will help you to achieve the dreams you'd almost given up on. Order Dr. Randy Carlson's book, The Power of One Thing, today at theintentionallife.com.
Hello?
Hey, I'm really sorry about this morning.
It's already forgotten, and I'm sorry too. As soon as I opened my email today, I was sorry.
The Intentional Devotion?
You read it too?
I saw it first thing. And I knew I had to call and clear this up. Hey, we're on this journey together, right?
Find victory in the areas of your life that matter most with powerful stories and words of inspiration in the Intentional Devotion in your email every day. Sign up at theintentionallife.com.
You can rebuild a car engine in one weekend. Make a dinner for 12 in one afternoon. But you have no idea how to prepare the children in your family to be adults one day. You need Raising Responsible Adults by Dr. Randy Carlson. This number one selling book and study guide will help you avoid the mistakes and equip you with the proven tools of parenting. Order Raising Responsible Adults by Dr. Randy Carlson today at theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Join our Facebook family today. Hang out with some like-minded people who want to live intentionally in Christ. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on the Facebook icon. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
Thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to Intentional Living. Today, we're talking about decisions, and the decisions we make do ultimately lead to the destination or the destiny of our lives. And Dr. Tony Evans is my guest today. I'm sure you have You certainly have heard of Dr. Evans. If you've not already read his material, heard him on radio or television, we get an opportunity to serve together on the National Religious Broadcasters Board of Directors. Tony, and along with about 90 other people, it's a big board, but we get an opportunity to make sure that the Word of God continues to get out through media, and I know that's your passion. Now, you've been led into this whole ministry of communication. You're communicating God's Word as a pastor. How does a person today who's making decisions, who knows the revealed will of God, but they're trying to figure out, why am I here? What's my particular purpose? What steps would you suggest for them?
Well, God leads you to your purpose through the intersection of a number of areas. One, your passion. Whatever your purpose is will include a fire that you can't put out,
right,
a burn that won't go away. We call that passion. Secondly, it will involve your gifting or abilities, your divine endowments, where God has given you a craft, an ability in some area where you're either good at or you're potentially good at. You've got the raw material to be good at this thing. Thirdly, your experiences. He takes the good, the positives, the bad, the mistakes, and the ugly, the things done wrong to you, and he mixes them together, and they formulate your experiences. Then fourthly, your personality. Everybody's not an extrovert. Everybody's not an introvert. God uses you like he made you. And when those four things are intersected by the Holy Spirit, he then creates an opportunity. So just keep your eye open. As long as you're obeying the revealed will, keep your eye open for the intersection, because God will lead you to an intersection that will show you where he wants you to go next in fulfilling your destiny.
Mm. Why is it you wrote a book on destiny? Is it out of a sense that as Christians, we're not really finding that or not living it?
Yeah, I think a lot of Christians are in a fog. They're living, they're going about their day-to-day routines without a sense of destiny, without a sense of the eternal operating in time. And because I was seeing this everywhere, I thought, let's try to get some biblical clarity to the fact that God does have a custom-made, not general off-the-rack-made purpose for every believer.
That's right. I agree with you. You know, we're right on the same wavelength, my friend. I think that what we do here at Intentional Living is to just remind us that we don't call this ministry perfection living. This is not about perfection. And I think we get so caught up in, you know, if we're not perfect enough, and in the work I do in helping families and individuals, so many of us procrastinate, we give up, we get discouraged, we become complacent, we be very unintentional with our lives because things aren't measuring up to our expectations. And I think that gets us in trouble.
Well, that's why people need to know that even downtimes are part of your destiny. Joseph's downtimes, sold into slavery, falsely accused of rape, forgotten in jail, Joseph said, all that came together to bring me to this place. So you look for God even in the downtimes, because the downtimes are part of his directing you to your destiny.
Absolutely. Dr. Evans, we're going to have you back here another day to continue a discussion, because we really are on the same wavelength with this message. If we can help the Christian community, if you're as a listener today are hearing Tony Evans and you're hearing his message and you're thinking, I could never be a Tony Evans, you know, or a Randy Carlson or my pastor or someone else, the key here is not to be someone other than who you are, who God has made you. And I love what Dr. Evans says. It's your passion. It's the intersection of your gifting, your passion, those experiences that you have in life that are unique to you, and then, of course, your personality. But I like, Tony, how you ended that by saying out of that becomes opportunity, and there are opportunities around with all when we get to those four intersections all at one point that we miss every day to be fulfilling what God has personally for us to do in the kingdom work.
Absolutely. We need to take advantage of those. Keep your eyes open. The Holy Spirit leads those who belong to Christ. We just need to keep our eyes open for where he's taking us.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time today, Dr. Evans, and God bless you
in
your work. Appreciate it. Dr. Tony Evans and his new book, Destiny. You want to know more about that, because I'm sure it's one of the resources we'll have on our recommended reading list here at Intentional Living. You can find out when you go to theintentionallife.com. And let me go through those again. Those four are exactly the things that we teach at our conferences. God gives us our purpose in these areas of our unique purpose when we know that there's a passion. If you're doing today something in your life and you've made decisions that have led you to a place in your life where you're not feeling passion, you better stop and ask, is this exactly where God would have me in my career, my business, my ministry? Is it an area of the giftedness that he's given you? And based on the experiences of your life, and frankly, your own personality, you know, as he mentioned, introversion or extroversion, that makes a difference. Are you energized by ideas and thoughts? Are you energized by doing and activity? And then there's the opportunity. Let's bring it back to these decisions, to the practicality of your marriage and your family. You know, God has his revealed will, his revealed word tells us how we are to approach parenting, how we are to approach money, how we are to approach work and our family. It is not silent on these things. The Bible is not irrelevant to the issues that we face. And as we get into his word every day and start to explore what it says to us and the practicality of his love for us, and then we ask, Lord, what does this apply to me and my family and my marriage today? And then come back to doing that one thing. Just imagine for the next 30 days, you say, Lord, for the next 30 days, I'm going to be in passionate pursuit of making decisions that will honor you right here in my marriage, and know what that one thing is for the next 30 days. It'll revolutionize your marriage or your family. Tell us what that one thing so we can pray with you. That's why intentional living exists, and that's why we're here. Tell us about it when you go to theintentionallife.com.
I was just listening, and a guy named Tom called in, and he's a new Christian, and he said so many things that I feel. I've been a Christian since I was a child, but it's been very different in the last little while. And it's so different. I'm so different. And it's so hard, but it's so good. And I'm trying very hard to live an intentional life. And I just thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
I wish you could see me now. I wish I could show you how I'm not I was. I used to be mad at you, a little on the hurt side too, but I'm not who I was. I found my way around to forgiving you some time ago, but I never got to tell you. I was thinking maybe I should let you know that I am not the same, but I never did forget your name. I wish you could see me now. I wish I could show you how I'm not who I was.
Wow, I guess I'd ask the question, is your life different as a result of what Christ has done in your life? As you look over the last months, years, I hope so. That's evidence of his work, isn't it? Tomorrow we're going to focus on marriage and money, two things that sometimes don't mix all that well. And our own Parkey Thompson is going to be here to take your questions live. And so call early tomorrow to get in to talk to Parkey on Intentional Living.